WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Thanksgiving is the beginning of the holiday film season. Henry Sheehan has a review of two movies that open today for the Thanksgiving weekend. Unbreakable is the follow-up to M. Night Shyamalan's hit The Sixth Sense. 102 Dalmatians is the sequel to 101 Dalmatians.
The holiday season is now officially upon us, summoning up those images of bygone childhood. I remember being dragged through tacky, third-rate department store displays by my stressed-out parents who, half-threatening and half-pleading, kept insisting that I was having a great time. Now I'm grown up, but I'm still being coerced into accepting cheap glitter for honest tinsel. A cinematic example is Disney's 102 Dalmatians, a sequel to the live-action 101 Dalmatians of a few years back. 101 was formulaic filmmaking, but at least it got the formula correct. Lots and lots of charming dogs performing canine shtick, while a few humans try to mess with them. 102 is lots and lots of Glenn Close shtick, with only a little dog accompaniment. Close once again plays Cruella de Vil, the monstrous society matron who wants to kill and cut up some cute puppies for the sake of a coat. Close hams it up unashamedly. Still, it was what she was hired for, and the 101 filmmakers made sure she didn't take over the movie. The makers of 102 appear to cower in Close's presence. Certainly the audience will. Her shrill, shouting, overscale performance is in keeping with the hectoring nature not just of 102 Dalmatians, but so much so-called family entertainment. M. Night Shyamalan's Unbreakable, the other major Thanksgiving release, certainly can't be accused of copying from anything. Bruce Willis stars as a Philadelphia security guard who miraculously becomes the lone survivor of a catastrophic train wreck. But the film's title isn't just descriptive, it's ironic. While his body may be unscratched, Willis's psyche is nearly shattered. In a weakened emotional state, he becomes susceptible to influence from a strange, comic book-obsessed art dealer played by Samuel L. Jackson. All this may actually disappoint people who crowd the theaters this weekend looking for another audience pleaser from the writer-director of The Sixth Sense. That was terrific entertainment. But now, after his fourth movie, it's clear Shyamalan doesn't think of himself primarily as an entertainer. Unbreakable is now the writer-director's third film to deal with the psychological effects of metaphysical experiences and is most ambitious yet. He goes out on a limb thematically by suggesting comic books contain ancient occult knowledge. He goes out on an even thinner branch stylistically. He trowels on the atmosphere so thick that he nearly entombs the movie. Listen to this scene between Willis and his wife, played by Robin Wright Penn, as the security guard searches his memory for clues to his possible invincibility.
I wanted to ask you a question. It's gonna sound a little strange, but just think about it for a second, okay?
Okay.
When's the last time I was sick? Do you remember?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I haven't been sick this year, I know that.
Okay.
Do you remember me getting sick?
Not a specific day. What's this about?
Audrey, do you remember me ever getting sick? In the 3 years we lived in this house, in the old apartment, before Joseph was born, before we ever got married.
I can't remember.
Don't you think that's kind of weird? Not remembering one cold, or a fever, or a sore throat. What do you think it means?
When a filmmaker makes a movie about an ordinary schlub who suspects he's a superhero, you can imagine how he might want to avoid even the slightest hint of facetiousness. But instructing your actors to declaim as if they were part of a nightclub hypnotist act isn't the solution. What's frustrating is that this is only a superficial problem. the movie has an effective climax and an interestingly drawn-out denouement. The comic book stuff is sometimes silly, but the perception of human longing for gods and heroes isn't. The movie never overcomes its limitations, but it never gives up on its strengths either. If you want to get in touch with your inner adult this weekend, there's a movie out there to guide you. Curtis Hanson's Wonder Boys, based on Michael Shambon's novel, failed to find an audience when it was released last spring. Now it's back in the hunt. Michael Douglas stars as a novelist and English professor who finds his personal and professional lives imploding during a weekend academic festival. Frances McDormand is his adulterous lover who has taken just about all she can. Tobey Maguire is the undergraduate whose own fiction seems ready to eclipse his teacher's. And Robert Downey Jr. is the flamboyant literary agent who shows up to perform publishing triage. It's witty, it's sophisticated, it's worldly, it's worth giving thanks for.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.